Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with a Big Brother exit interview. And today we're going to be talking to the last member of the pre-jury. It's Daniel Durston. Taryn is going to join us in just a moment for the interview that we conducted this morning with Daniel. Of course, you can watch this on our YouTube channel over at robhasawebsite.com and see all of our faces and our reactions to our conversation with Daniel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Plenty of stuff going on as well on Friday, in addition to Taryn jumping on the live feed update. Right after this, Taryn and I will be live for the Big Brother Q&A for the patrons of Rob's podcast, taking your questions at 3 p.m. Eastern. If you missed it, you want to watch it in the archive, head on over to robhasawebsite.com/patron. Here is my conversation with Daniel. Hey, Daniel, you're here with Rob and Taryn from Rob Has a Podcast. So, Daniel, we know that you are a super fan of the show. Word is you were trying to get on the show for 10 years, which is really cool. But as somebody that knows the show so well, why did you get the impression that Taylor was the villain of the season and somebody that you needed to spend a lot of energy early on in the game for you and your allies to get out of the house?
The first week moving in, obviously first week at OH is tough because you don't really have reasons. But I actually wanted to ally with Taylor initially because I thought I saw myself in her. So I thought this is someone who is not to be messed with and she's going to kill this game. And I thought it'd be best for my game to align with her, but it was the Paloma, which I'm hearing is a lie at this point. I haven't seen anything. But with that was the blow up, and everyone but Nicole had said that they wanted Taylor out. They had negative things to say about her. So I'm being fed this and being new to the house, not knowing anyone. I'm believing all of it, unfortunately. And then when Monty doubled down on, got to get her on the blog, it's time to get her out because XYZ. And my loyalty to Paloma was definitely a detriment at this point where I thought it was best for the house. I hate that term and I hate that people do that. But for the first week at OH, it's the only way to go about it, to not get blood on your hands as much as possible. So that's why she became the initial target.
Throughout the rest of the time in your house, though, in the house, though, for you, there was a lot of talk about Taylor from you, to the point where, you know, Taylor said in the house that just sort of like being around you, being in your presence was causing her anxiety. You know, Monty, who was initially on board with targeting Taylor, eventually came around on it as well and felt that you had gone too far. What was it specifically that Taylor was doing that was causing you to behave in that way?
Ultimately, it was my loyalty to Nicole and Paloma that was my detriment and my failure in the game. Although you need to find those people to put your loyalty and trust into, unfortunately, my emotions got a hold of it as well, where being told these lies, again, it's only what I know in the house and what I'm being told and what I see, but thinking or feeling and knowing, that she was going after Paloma and then Nicole. So two people I was aligned with and felt very strong connections with that led me to these emotional breakouts, which is terrible for Big Brother. I thought I could remove that going into the house. Unfortunately, we're human and I couldn't. And it just got worse because you're in this pressure cooker. So that's the only reason why these blowups happened, because I thought someone was going after the ones I loved and I thought I was being protective, although it didn't come out that way. And now I'm hearing or realizing it wasn't that way. You know, it was worse than it felt.
Do you think that even if those things had been true, that your behavior was justified?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think there's a much better way to go about these things. Ultimately, I do think it's a house meeting situation or at least a group setting of the people who are involved need to be in the same room at the same time. And I should, especially as an HOH or veto holder, to talk these things through. And stepping back, maybe waiting a day is the right move to approach it in life as well. And in that house, it's hard to remove that or try to make those harsh decisions in the moment. And I reacted negatively on my emotions opposed to thinking it through.
Going back to Paloma, that a couple of weeks later, there was a point when you and Nicole got into a blow up with Taylor, and you had said that to Taylor, you think that she didn't spiral because of you. You didn't add to that. Now you're trying to do it to Nicole, mind games. Could you tell us what were the mind games that Taylor had done that you felt like was responsible for a decline in Paloma's mental health?
Yeah, initially her adding to the spiral was actually from Taylor. It's actually us talking in the golf room, me and Taylor, when I was trying to smooth things over after Turner kept her in the house. And Taylor told me she's the one that said that in the house. And that's why it got to me. And that's why I got brought up.
She said what in the house?
Oh, when I read the letter about Paloma leaving, she had told some of the house guests, I might be the reason that she went home or that she spiraled. And so that obviously was a seed planted in my head, and that's where it came from. And she admitted she is the reason, or she is the one that said that. And I was like, oh, then it makes sense that people will come to me with that information and why I would feel that way in the moment, you know? Sorry, you had another part of the question I wanted to answer. What was the second part?
Why did you feel like was a reason for Paloma's decline in mental health? But it sounds like that Taylor might have just felt badly that this happened.
Right. Absolutely. Now, knowing the little that I do know this morning, I can see her more saying it in a different way of like, I hope I wasn't adding to that. But looking back, if Taylor was telling the truth is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I don't see why Taylor would feel that way. So it's tough to hear all these things and try to put it together without even knowing, you know, the ultimate context.
I think especially after you said that she was, you know, rubbing people the wrong way after nominating her, she really took that on herself, even though it really wasn't her fault, and was really trying to take as much responsibility for things that were happening at that time before she eventually realized it wasn't really her fault.
Yeah. And that's just what I was being told, you know, when people said to put her up on the block and get her out of the house, whether they're lies or true, I was being fed what people thought of her and that they wanted her out of the house outside of Nicole being the only one who wanted to keep her.
You did talk about a lot of former house guests. Is there somebody that you felt like you were trying to emulate or that you played like the most?
I do not think so at all. We're all different humans. I respect and look up to the legends. In no way do I compare myself to any of the icons, especially Dr. Will or Dan or any epic players, because I am nowhere near their level. They're great at removing emotion. I am not. And I knew going into this game, I love them, but I'm a different person and it will be my own game. Unfortunately, the emotion got me and that is now my story.
Okay. Daniel, thanks for making time to talk with us and sitting through all these interviews. All right. All the best outside the house. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye. Everybody, there you have it. Daniel Durston here talking about some Big Brother here with us for a couple of minutes after he was evicted from the house. Now for Exit Press, things are going to switch up to be where we are going to get to send in interviews that we're going to get their responses back. But we will not be on the call with them live. That should kick in next week. So be on the lookout for that. And then the next time we get to talk to Big Brother 24 contestants for a real conversation is going to be after the finale down the road at the end of September. So be on the lookout for all of that. Thanks for checking out this Big Brother exit interview. And check out everything else we're doing over at robaswebsite.com. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.